7:30 on the Voice of Fairfield and Westchester Counties, 1490 WGCH, Greenwich, WGCH.com, anywhere. I'm Tony Savino. Greenwich Planning and Zoning Commission met last night via Zoom, as always, and joining me on the line, Director of P&Z, Pat LaRoe. Good morning, Pat. How are you today?
Good morning, Tony. Thanks for having me.
All right. Give us some of the highlights last night's meeting.
Sure. So we had eight items, three discussion items last night. First we talked about was Sutton Land Co., 21 Glenville Street, the former Stop and Shop Plaza in Glenville. They were doing a parking lot expansion, and there was a subsequent rezoning to allow for that. At an earlier meeting, the commission approved that parking lot expansion as we finally got all the plans we needed and adopted that 5-0. Next, we talked about Fairfield Country Club. They were looking to put a pergola system over their not too new, but newer terrace at the back of the clubhouse. And because it adds volume to the building and the property's over volume, it needs a special permit. So this was back, and the commission approved the pergola system as well. Next, we had a subdivision for the Rubino family at 19 Lakeview Drive. This one was it's a single lot now, going to two. The property has been purchased recently, and apparently they have done some preliminary site work on the property. So there's a lot of discussion about what has that done to the site regarding its drainage. It's on the top of a knoll that's overlooking the Miamis River Pond, so it's a critical area for runoff and drainage, et cetera. So a lot of concern about what was done and what will be done and how that all be managed as it relates to site work and future subdivision. So the item was left open for the applicant to address those concerns of the commission. Next was Greenwich Academy. They are looking for a small enrollment cap of 50 students on their campus on North Maple. As we're all aware, they've also purchased property at the former Rockefeller Estate, but these are mutually exclusive, but again, it's all GA. We heard they came in as a pre-app over the summer. They were going to run a busing program, hopefully to show that they could reduce traffic in the area, or at least not increase it. It's probably harder to reduce it in that neck of the woods, but they've provided the results of that study. It's been very, very short-lived. It's only been going on since the beginning of the school year. The commission was wondering if there should be more study. It does seem to be that this area is very congested, and any of the enrollment caps should be measured and done in a way that would not impact just the environs around the campus. So they asked for a little more study, a little more understanding of how they would plan to manage additional students and additional parents, really, on the site if that was possibly approved. So they're going to do some more investigation and come back at a later date. Around the corner, the Brunswick campus on Mar Ave, they're doing some campus improvements. They've already been approved for a addition on the west side of Mar Ave. They're doing some revisions to that plan. They have a new entrance and some landscaping and site work, walkways, a outdoor pavilion, a gazebo, essentially. And so these all came together with what they're calling the phase two of their site work for that campus. So really major aesthetic kind of minor site work issues. The commission approved that last night. Then we had Eagle View Holdings. This is Greenwich Woods Nursing Care Facility. It is proposed to become a 215-unit affordable housing project, set-aside project under the state 830G statute. This is a unique, as we've talked about before, sewer for this site comes from Westchester County with a very prescribed agreement regarding who can hold the title to that and how much gallons can be received. We got a letter from Westchester County saying that they are concerned about the agreement. They're not exactly sure how the calculations are going to work out and if the agreement's going to be followed to the T. So with those concerns about the health issues of sewer, the applicant has chosen to convert this to a preliminary, and the commission voted on moving that preliminary to final last night with very specific conditions regarding sewerage and the potential of the development and what that would look like with and without a sewer program from Westchester County. Next, we had Greenwich American, two applications, one with a preliminary site plan, the other with a text amendment. The text amendment is to allow for residential uses in that zone, and the site plan is for potential development to build residential uses. 198 is proposed right now. The commission, after several meetings, has been working this language. They finally have it in a position that they thought was acceptable to vote on, and they did and approved the change in the regulations for that section of town. They also moved the preliminary to final last night with specific conditions regarding going one to the other interagencies like wetlands and ARC for the review of the buildings, but also what type of development they expect to see when it comes back, one that has significant conservation land and a lower density style housing proposal. So three discussion items. One was Make Modern. It's a business at 220 East Putnam Ave in Coscob. This is a new business that opened about a year ago. There was concern about drop-off because it is a sort of a class-based for children making crafts. Not a lot of area to drop off safely in that neck of the woods. And so the commission gave them pretty strict operating procedures for drop off and pick up. And the operators there have had a really good experience, and they're looking to modify that slightly and allow for some parties or private events to happen during their operating hours. They came in just to get the commission's feeling on it, which was positive. Next we have OG Yoga. Taking over the Black Oak Velo Bike Shop, they wanted to put a 9-person yoga class in that facility. The parking there is just tight, and when there's ever an issue of parking, the commission has to decide if the new parking arrangement is acceptable, and that's why the discussion is needed. And last was a redevelopment proposal for Mason Street, the Honda dealerships at the bottom of Mason and Bruce Park. This is, again, another 830G application, this one with support from the town's Affordable Housing Trust. They're looking to build buildings on both sides of the street, about 98 units, 40% or 38 units would be affordable at area median income, and it's going to be a mixed-use proposal, about 4 to 5 stories on each side with first-floor commercial. This is the first time the commission has seen some of the renderings. Had some strong feelings about the architecture and the size and the density, concern for traffic, and also development of site. One particular issue being that this has been a long-standing motor vehicle use, and what sort of things are going to be found when excavation has to begin. So that was the end of our meeting.
All right, Pat. Just one question about the former Stop and Shop. What happens next there? And have you gotten any applications or anything for who's going to replace Stop and Shop there?
Well, we wouldn't get an application if another supermarket wanted to go in because it's just a change of vendor. But we have heard strong indications that there are multiple outfits that want to use the space, and the changes in the parking there are basically desirous of the tenant, that they need a little more parking to make the project or the space viable, and the landlord there has been trying to accommodate that. So I expect now that this is going forward, we'll probably hear about something sooner than later, but I've heard all good things.
Okay, so accurate to say that this paves the way then, well, yeah, sorry about that.
Oh, no, it's a very good pun, though. I appreciate it.
Yeah, I come up with the best ones. I'm not thinking about it. But it paves the way for this to move forward then to that point then, right?
It does. It makes it very attractive to a larger, like I said, larger group of vendors who have expressed interest but have, you know, particular issues with the site as it currently existed.
Okay. And, Pat, what's next meeting? Anything coming up on that?
So our next meeting will be in a month, January 9th, and really right now the only thing I can say for certain that will be on and be discussed is the Coscob Library renovations. It'll be the first time the commission is seeing the site plan related to their proposed additions and alterations over there. So from a community standpoint, very interested project, but yeah, that's the only thing I could say we'll definitely be on right now. Everything else we'll have to figure out as we get a little bit closer to that date.
Yeah, I know that's an exciting project for the patrons of the library. All right, Pat, always appreciate your time. I know you work very hard, so get some downtime during the Christmas season, would you please?
I will do my best, and happy holidays to everybody, and happy New Year.
Same to you, Pat. Thanks very much. Take care.
Thank you. Bye.